Katie, the Storm captain for 2018. From my point, it's a great achievement. How about you? Well deserved?
Oh, it's an honour to have been named captain for the 2018 season. This is my 7th year at Storm, so I think I've got a really good understanding of the ethos, how the side works, and essentially what brings out the best in the team, hopefully. We're lucky to have a group of girls, sort of the core group of players who've been part of Storm for a few years now. We know each other really well, and this season we can really build on those relationships, both on and off the court. And obviously we've got the chance to develop some new relationships and new team members into the franchise as well. What's really good is we have a team meeting at the beginning of the season where we establish all of our aims. It's a great opportunity for us to combine all of our ideas together and decide on the visions and the values of what we want to achieve within the season.
Weren't you born in Surrey? So what's that like, being captain of your home side, finally?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I progressed up through the Surrey County Academies and Leagues, and then I briefly went to Bruno Hurricanes before we came over to Surrey Storm, obviously. And again, I was captain of the NPL, and then obviously progressing on through the Super League for 7 years and now finally being named captain. A great honour, as I said before.
And people like Georgia would have been part of that side as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Georgia was part of the NPL side as well. I think actually as a defender. So she's made quite a change down the court. But it's great to have so many people. I mean, obviously this season we've got Rhea that's come through the NPL, Emily Porter, Emily Golvin as well. So it's great to have that sort of fluidity of players that are coming up from the younger leagues into the Super League, essentially.
What was it like being part of that leadership group last season with Georgia and Nada?
It was a great experience for me to be part of the leadership group last year. It sort of, I guess now, set me up for this year. And Nada was a very enthusiastic leader, both on and off the court, and was really good at involving Georgia and I in many of the decisions and conversations and asking our opinions for the team as well.
And something special to be part of her last season?
Absolutely. Great, absolutely great to get the chance to play with Nada, having watched her control many defensive circles over the years. She contributed a huge amount to the team throughout the season and was always there to chat things through with us if necessary. I know loads of the girls were extra motivated when she signed for us at the beginning of the season and really, really appreciated all of the hard work she put in throughout.
Maybe those that have just seen the games on telly would have seen you play with the likes of Pam and Rach and Tamsin. Maybe some of the players that you've played with that you've just thought, did I really spend time in a team with them? Any spring to mind?
For me, Becky Nash or Becky Trippick is always someone that I'll be grateful playing with. She was my first Super League captain and a brilliant role model for me. I was quite young when I joined the side, but she made me feel very welcome. She always offered me advice and looked out for me throughout the seasons. And to this day, she still messages me before big games. So it's great to still have that support.
People like Sonia in that side as well, weren't there? And Rianne's come back as well. So it is a proper Storm family.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Rianne last year coming in to coach for us, they're taking on a different role. But she is still aware of sort of the Storm ethos that we speak about, the way in which we conduct our training sessions and how everybody gets along with each other. So, well, it's been great having her back in that role and having all these people that we've had the experiences to play with.
Those two back-to-back titles, something nobody can ever take away from you. Is that the favourite part of your career so far?
Lifting the trophy's definitely got to be up there, hasn't it?
Yay!
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. That's what you strive for every season, to win that trophy, to be able to lift it. And to be able to do it back-to-back for 2 years was fantastic. That's what we'll be striving again for this year. That's why we do all of this hard training. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting out onto court and putting into action what we've been practising for the last month.
And one of my favourite bits of that was you actually knowing who I was at the after-show party after you were throwing some shapes.
Absolutely. You've got to know who the fans are. And, I mean, there's loads of people that support us throughout the season. So we try to get to know as many people as we possibly can, because every bit of support they give us, we're really grateful for.
I just wondered, when Tanya asked you to be captain this season, Did you have to think about it long, or was it almost an instant decision?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, sort of having not much decision was having to be made. It's something you aspire to do, isn't it? I mean, once you've played in a team for so long, that was the next thing that I wanted to be able to achieve. And Tanya asking me this season is fantastic, and I hope I do the title proud.
How's motivation a few weeks away? Are you all just ready to get started?
Yeah, as we build up to the 10th of February, our first game against Wasps, obviously everyone gets more motivated. It's the end of a very long pre-season, and we finally get to put what we've been practicing on court. The first match is always slightly more nerve-wracking, I think, but I can't wait to get out there with all of the girls.
Looked like Jo fitted in all right at Fast Five. What about Ziggy when she gets back? What's she going to add to the squad?
Oh, loads. Both of them do. They're both such bubbly, enthusiastic people. They've both got a lot of playing experience and a really positive outlook, and they're sure to add to the fantastic atmosphere and team spirit that exists at Storm.
And talking about the amazing atmosphere, London Live, different team against Lightning, but obviously still that great atmosphere to play in.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody asked me the other day about games that I remember, and the first London Live for me was fantastic. I mean, the first time that you walk out in front of that crowd, it's incredible. So we're looking forward to building up all the girls that haven't experienced that yet, and hopefully making this year bigger and better than it's ever been before.
How much are you looking forward to playing the likes of Jade and Sarah and the Corbins now they're back in our league?
It's good. I mean, they're another challenge for us. Obviously, they've been out playing abroad, and they'll bring all of that talent experience back into their teams that they're playing with. And it's another challenge for us to go out on court and play against.